Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliate of Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's Allison Long, Red Hood, and Johnny should be on his way.
Yes, and we hope that you're having a great...
I let myself in.
Ah, good, thank God. We didn't want to leave the light open to the door. Anyway, in terms of happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. We hope you're enjoying your cabin, your ham and sausage. Mosh is treating you well and you're dressing green as you're listening to it.
What? Corned beef and cabbage.
Or finding a lucky green jumper. You know, the day before St. Patrick's Day. Everything like that. It's funny because I had a really scary dream the other night, which happened to me kind of full-fledged, in the fact that, well, I was walking in this dream. I was walking to St. Pancras, King's Cross, and, in terms of... We can only state this is a dream. Basically, what happened was there are these things called fun runs, right? And you know, I was walking down to my flat, and I saw men, women, and children all wearing the same kilt, and I knew I was in trouble. And then it got worse. I had to go into a bar to find all the people were wearing kilts and drinking. Fine, I thought. And then, out of nowhere, this Indian waiter comes down humming under his breath the Beatles' popular song, Minor Anthem, Do You Want to Know a Secret? And I'm not going to mention how the song went because you probably already know how it goes. Anyway, the Indian dared me to go to the 9th annual Kilt for a Cure, which took place on top of the Citigroup Center building. I didn't show it, but I was scared as shite. And I knew my mate who did this before me jumped off the tower in New York. Not kidding, spiral straight down. And I'm no less in a gorilla suit. And I was saying to myself, Red Hood, you scale down Mount Vesuvius for skin burn victims, but this is fucking ridiculous. And then I went back to my friend. I said, next time, ask your friend, do you want to know a secret? And do you promise not to tell? But that's not all. So I get to City Center, right? I say, fine, fuck it, I'll do it, right? So I get to City Central, and no one's there. Total ghost town. All I see are trees, no panes of glass or anything. I checked the address to see if I was go to the right building, and all I got was security that was a dwarf dressed as a leprechaun, and he had pounds of gold. And we always think that pounds of gold are at the end of the rainbow. No, it turns out they're at the top of the fucking building. You know, they're on a scale of. But anyway, I raced the other side where they were hoisting people into the stirrups, and it looked like it hurt. They're all humming the same song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? And most of us do not want to know that secret. You know how it goes, Allison, right?
I might care less about hearing it. I have other things to be concerned about at this moment.
Yeah. But anyway. Well, I'm sorry, I jumped in this, scaled down the series, and raised money. Lots of money. Sold my violin business, and now I'm here. So, yeah. Anyway. The first story of the night is what, Allison? What is going on in the night news?
How about you take it, Red Hood? Please.
Hold on a second. Johnny, can you take this?
Boy, it's well for a good start tonight.
Yeah, right. Can you take it for a second?
Why isn't St. Patrick's Day a public holiday in the U.S.? I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, why is it a public holiday everywhere else? You know, they say don't get lucky, but get lucky? I mean, it is kind of funny in the fact that, in the fact that when shit goes pear-shaped, I mean, there's also the debate, honestly, that the LGBT community shouldn't be a part of it. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bit ridiculous. Because they're people, too. Shouldn't they have the same, you know? And then apparently hooked onto that over the weekend. Over the weekend, David Furnish and Elton John have basically opposed Dolce and Gabbana for basically saying, babies who aren't born to a mother and father can't wear their clothes, which is quite ridiculous. But in the same fashion, I think it's ridiculous to restrict the LGBT community to the holiday of St. Patrick's Day. What in blazes do you think that they are doing? I mean, just in terms of the fact that shit like this is going pear-shaped. I mean, it's a disappointment that around the world there's ham and cabbage for all and green for all. But then you have the fact that you're not making this a public holiday. Why? Why? Because the entire in New York City, they have in New York City, it was recently announced that schools will be deemed closing for the Muslim holidays during Muslim holidays. And then the decision was made by the Muslim population in the city, and then had spurred the New York's Chinese community as well to make the lunar year a school holiday. But yet, it's a hard decision because not everybody's Irish,
Right.
Everybody pretends to be Irish this day, right? Everybody loves to get green for this day,
Oh, here's a kicker. It is a public holiday in Suffolk County, Massachusetts.
In Suffolk County, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Well, damn it, you're right. It's also known as Evacuation Day.
Wait,
so that means to get out of Massachusetts. To get out of Massachusetts. That's brilliant.
I thought it was Evacuation Day when the corned beef and cabbage starts kicking in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Or when the bagpipes that your alarm that day is Bagpipe Central. When you wake with a snare drum in your ear and a bagpipe in the other ear, that would be actually very funny. In that retrospect, but in terms of stuff, what's incredible about this holiday is that they celebrate it. We don't celebrate green, but the history of it is quite sad, because it's a day that it ended the famine, exactly. It's probably the most important day in the Irish community. But in the US, but is it all around the world? In Ireland,
it's very big.
Ireland, it's a public holiday. Yeah, in Ireland it's a public holiday. In the Caribbean islands and Monastra, it's just, and it's the same thing, you know. I mean, I vote that it should be a public holiday.
It would be the best thing for a lot of people.
I mean, it'd be the best thing, but I don't know if it'll be the best thing for schools on that day.
Yeah.
Right.
Because schools, you know, have precedence too. You know, you have to go to school.
Right.
You have to do that.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It's a thing that you can't just not do.
Right. It's also a thing that you can't not do, but also you can't not do, but you can also, you know, if we granted a public holiday, right, the Guinness factory in Ireland would have to send millions and millions and millions of the finest Guinness to everywhere in the world.
Yes. Yeah.
People would actually have to go searching for soda bread, which is not confused with Steven Soderbergh. But regarding stuff, I mean, there are myths. I mean, I don't know what the paranoia is about leprechauns and this day. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
What is that? I mean, what is the myth surrounding that?
I don't know.
But also, you know, in terms of Daily Dot, they also said that they banned the LGBT from viewing the St. Paddy's Day Parade. Why? Because they weren't Irish enough? Or because they weren't good enough? Which is it? You know? Which is it, Allison?
I don't know. I don't know, truthfully.
I mean,
what is wrong?
I mean, it's wrong in the fact that, like, if you ban LGBT, that's a huge population of the entire world. Now,
yeah.
You know, and also,
is it right either?
It's not right because they have. You gonna say something, Johnny?
It's not right.
I mean, no, it's not right. It's not right to ban LGBT because
someone just feels like it. Pretty much.
Right. Exactly.
Which proves that there's a long way to go.
I mean, there's a long way to go into the, yes, this is a disability podcast, but also in the bigger picture of things, why do you ban
people?
You know, people. I mean, are you saying by banning the banning them, right? In terms of,
is that going to actually do any good?
It's not going to do the best. It's not going to do the it's not going to do the best thing, but it's also not going to do anything.
Right.
I mean, it's not right. You know, how would you like to say, oh yeah, no straight people can come to the LGBT parade in May when that happens, or June? And it happens. Every June. It wouldn't fly. I mean, you know, every June, millions of people go, "What is Stonewall?" And millions of gays go, "What is Stonewall?" Especially the younger ones, right? And go, "What is Stonewall?" And then they go, "Oh my God, that was Stonewall." And then they celebrate about it. But they're not only celebrating about stuff. They're also celebrating their right to be and exist, you know. And the right to be and exist is just as much right to have, be Irish and gay, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a conundrum. Then you have a conundrum on your hand, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not enough to be just gay, right? Because if you're just gay and Irish, well, there are no problems except being banned from parades that, you know, it's a race thing.
Mm.
Or maybe it's a social thing. Because you can't, that's like banning people with disabilities from walking and marching in a parade.
Yeah.
You know, I remember one year I was reading an audiobook. I was part of an audiobook group, which I love, called Learning Ally. And it's formerly the National Center for the Dyslexic and Blind, right? So all those audio recordings that you ever hear, they're from actual readers like us, or the people who read them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was St. Patrick's Day that I had to go in. It was snowing and freaking out, and they were still in their kilts, right? We heard we heard the bagpipes going, we heard the drums going, and then they got about a foot towards Fifth Avenue, and then it started hailing. And the funnier part was seeing all these people dressed in kilts, right? And just going, "Where's the nearest pint? Where can we have our stuff? Why, you know, why can't we, you know, do this?" And I, no kidding, I just saw them, you know what I mean, circle back. It was almost like, you know, oh crap, it's raining, shit, now what do we do, you know. But also, you know, it's also the fact that it's homophobic to, you know, to say, oh, you know, Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. We're saying that they won't be allowed? No, it's the first time.
It's kind of sad if you, when it comes to people being not allowed to do something. That's just
no, I mean, oh, yeah. Throughout the headlines, they said at first, throughout the headlines, there was times this year, it was the first time the LGBT groups will be allowed to march in the New York City St. Patrick's Day Parade. And it's technically inaccurate in too many different ways, right? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
One, while most Irish LGBT groups continue to find their parade applications denied, the parade sponsor NBC, which airs the national festivities, struck a historic deal last year that allows the LGBT corporate groups to march in the parade.
That's so, still very sad. That's as bad as
corporate groups. Okay. Corporate groups.
Corporate versus someone. Groups that have every right to be there.
Well, also, it's not the first time that the Irish gay and lesbian gay organization, which marched in 1991 after then-Mayor David Dinkins brokered a deal, after the mayor and marchers were struck with beer cans and shaken by bullying and hate speech, Dinkins likened the experience to a civil rights movement and marching in Birmingham, Alabama. But on March 11th, MSNBC's openly gay host Thomas Roberts and NBC diversity officer Craig Thompson discussed the NBC group's inclusion in the parade on NBC Shift. Robinson said that basically he was never in the employees group's goal to be the only LGBT group allowed to march. I mean, that's ridiculous in the sense that, you know, it's hurting everybody, you know?
Yeah.
It's hurting everybody. And de Blasio, right, told the Daily Dot that instead of, that people from my office have been in touch with the parade committee, and we're certainly talking to other interested parties. And I think a lot of people would love to find a co-promise, but so far there hasn't been one. You know, I think that it's not fair because in two ways, right? How many police officers in New York City, in London, in Ireland are gay?
A lot.
Yeah. But they can't say jack shit about it, you know? But there's also a, you know, as recently as February, a longtime Irish LGBT activist, Brendan Fay, told the Irish Voice that his group, Lavender and Green Alliance, wasn't participating in the boycott because a conversation is going towards a resolve of standoff, creating a space for inclusion. And they said they may be there in a couple of weeks in this moment of reconciliation. Until that happens, there's always a parade in Queens.
Right.
Okay. A parade in Queens versus a parade in Manhattan.
Right.
Which do you go on? You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
That's the question. I mean, like, everybody's all proud to wear green, but they have no fucking, you know, they have no fucking clue what it stands for. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
That's my, you know, thing, is if you don't have a clue what it stands for, then why are you doing it? You know, do you have a comment on this, Allison?
I think that there really should be a way of including those that want to be involved. It's not a thing that should not be the case.
I mean, yeah, it is kind of, it is kind of a thing of inclusion and pride and slurring. You know, that's what I feel.
Yeah.
But also, Facebook, onto another topic, Facebook is trying to pay for messaging?
No, they're wanting to do something like to get a PayPal or something.
Yeah, like a PayPal or like even going old school, like a Western Union.
Yeah.
To basically do what exactly?
Send your friends money.
Yeah.
Like a PayPal.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? I mean, why? That's like, that is sort of like,
you want to buy something off of Facebook and, because people,
they tried to do that once before with Kiss, and it didn't work out too well. I remember.
Right, right.
Somehow, in my foggy mind.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like you're trying to sell stuff on Facebook and...
Well, you're trying to sell something through Facebook.
You know, like how they have those, like, yard sales and such?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's just not, it's not a way to, do business.
Do you really trust Facebook with your debit card?
No.
I would not.
I don't think that, you know, Mark Zuckerberg is, you know... Now things have just gotten stupid, you know. He doesn't even have a logical reason anymore. When he started
right.
The company...
Oh, it's logical.
How is it logical?
They have your debit card, boom, they have all your information.
Yeah. Logical in that sense, yes.
They'll know your name, your location, what your face looks like. Et cetera, et cetera, you know.
Yeah. Basically spying on you. Is what that is, right?
Yeah. Basically.
I mean, and then also, it's also a factoid of, it's also a factoid of when is too much never enough? You know,
right.
When is it never enough? I mean, it's one thing for Google, right? Because we all love Google. Is it because they have to... appease his followers, his disciples. I don't think so. You know what I mean? I think that he just wants more money. And whatever sleazy way he can get it is the way he'll get it. That's what I think. I mean, what do you think, Allison?
I think it's sad. In so many ways.
In what ways?
That he's now trying to compete with businesses that have been around long before his.
I mean, PayPal, we're okay with. But
Google Wallet. It's fine. Google has been around for a long time, so more reliable.
It's like Google Wallet, your Apple Pay, your soon
right.
Samsung Pay.
Right.
It's like tomato, tomato. You're still getting money somewhere. So,
I mean, you're still getting money somewhere, yes, but you're also getting money from people internationally. So those $5 could be $8, could be $9 over in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And adding up all of that, it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money to
just
add up all
and all.
And you get a ton of money slowly.
Yeah.
However, we also have another story that ends our night tonight about a boyfriend, a mad, controlling boyfriend who basically took his girlfriend on a vacation. But before this, the airline that he used, Sprint, right? Along with the phone
maybe
company.
It's the mile. Yeah. Maybe he's joining the Mile High Club.
The Mile High Club in where?
Sprint.
Florida, New York City, where?
Sprint. Sprint. The lovely, lovely. Lovely.
The Mile High. No, wait. The Mile High Club.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no. Maybe it's the Mile Peyote Club.
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the fact that this is an insane person, right? It says the article on the Daily Dot, right, says, jealous boyfriend crowdfunds campaign to oversee his girlfriend's vacation. One, I would never do this. Johnny, would you ever do this?
What? Fly here?
Crowdfund somebody's vacation?
I think if someone ever
what?
Tried to control me or control my vacation, I'd be pretty.
Oh, if somebody
upset.
Tried to control my vacation, look out.
I mean,
You're going to see me go from happy to boom.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jesus. I mean, like, it's almost like he has an obsession with this person, right? Psychologically, he says, you thought this was your trip? This is our trip.
Like isn't this my trip too, so...
I mean, the first misstep is crowdfunding it, right? To oversee all the parties and fun activities for his girlfriend while she enjoys spring break in Miami. But, you know, that can't have done him any favors in the love department, right?
No.
I mean, Allison, what if your boyfriend did that? What would he get?
Nothing. A big thing of nothing.
No. I mean, like, seriously, would you provoke any vendetta?
He would be going to the left, to the left and on out of here.
Box to the left.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm not going to sing any more of that because we might have to pay Beyonce.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, yeah. But meaning left, like, the door? To the left,
no, now we gotta pay Beyonce.
Yeah,
ready to go, Red Hood.
We'll be on. God damn it, shit. But yeah, this guy, it's incredible because, like, Sprint has a deal. We're celebrating. We have a new plane. Fares in this deal, just $69 round trip. You had to book before tonight, by the way. This is a true offer. But what's crazy about this boyfriend is that he goes, you know, it's equivalent to a Colombian pirate, right, going, this is a garnish. I'm her friend. This is our spring break. What we going to do today. I appreciate it, y'all, again. I swear. Your comments get me weak.
Wait, $69 airfare?
Right. This one's for the fellas who are at home in Youngstown doing it here in back row riding the scooter. Ain't no scooter for her. I'm doing the screen around here, chap. I'm going to keep you all updated. You got to go what you got to do. You know, 5 seconds later, despite what we can only imagine as his girl frustration being treated like a newly pet who ran away and now needs to be kept on a leash, he continues, I found her.
Right.
Then the other, I found her again. I ain't paid for a drink since 2017. Oh, her phone's gonna die, but doesn't matter. I guess who she's with.
Somebody
trust issue. He has some major trust issues. Trust issues, yeah. But yeah, in an effort to fund the campaign about his girlfriend, the Facebook update, which he shared, right, was publicly shared on GoFundMe. Her bathing suit pics got 350 likes. Fellas, she's right there. That right there is called the danger zone. Clearly, he's listening to too much Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, I mean, this idiot, I mean, he doesn't know, you know, clearly she needs me. I can tell the Miami Sun is doing exactly what I thought it would do.
Let's think I or not. I mean,
let's save this so I can constantly tweet at her because I feel so insecure about myself and I'm called a boy. Oh, wait, and I'm dressed in Giorgio Armani.
Wow.
Did you know how much of a fool he sucks? How he sounds is really sad.
So it's funny because all of the GoFundMe people, right?
One guy just gave him a reason.
But with GoFundMe, there's people who actually need help. It's almost like go on Indiegogo. Go on sites like that.
Yeah, go on sites like that. But, you know, it's funny because, and his final thing is, my boy, Jose, don't make paper again. It's over, people.
Right. Yeah, that's going to get you far.
Mm-hmm. It is funny, like, in the fact that he went on his Instagram and posted a video of him reunited with his girlfriend after he lost her.
Oh. Yeah, controlling
this girl,
boyfriend.
This girl needs to get out. This girl needs to get out as an O-U-T, out. I mean, I would never do this to my girlfriend. I mean, ever. Ever. You know. This is like, I don't know whether it borders on obsessive compulsive behavior, or maybe he just took several Xanax. Or Paxil. You know, and went. You know, and went absolutely back to crazy.
Right. Whatever he's on.
Whatever he is on, it is kind of like, I want to constantly be there. No, kid. There's a thing. Do you know what the thing is? Do you have any clue? Oh, wait, you don't, because you're dressed in Giorgio Armani and you couldn't give a shit. And you think $300 is enough for a vacation?
No.
What are you on?
No.
I mean, what fucking bankroll do you have? You know, $300 is about as great as, as great as dragging somebody to a hotel for a night.
Yeah,
Not even a night. Maybe a couple of minutes.
Yeah. Could you imagine?
Honey, I need to fuck you. I need to fuck you now. Why? We only have several hundred seconds left. Why? Because I only pay for about $300. Well, $300 is a lot of money. Yeah, I know, but I need to fuck you.
You know.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm young, I'm African American, and I don't rep Rogers College. Which is a very prestigious black college in the United States. But it is, it's incredible. I mean, I just laugh at things like this, you know?
It's quite,
I mean,
interesting.
It's sad.
It's so sad.
Because if you go to the GoFundMe page for this, there is a very hilarious, we don't have enough time to read it now, but in essence, the older guy says, I gave him money because I felt sorry for him because I was once in his shoes. And the rest of the quotes that follow are, man, you are so pathetic. And some of them, right, don't even know don't even know what it's for, and they think it's a Z-ball thing. Right. It is the most hilarious thing. It really is. It's just like, Bruh, what are you doing? What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You know?
Right.
What the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You know, even an Indian could go, what the hell, what? How much peyote are you smoking? You know, how much peyote are you smoking? And what are you smoking? And how much are you smoking of it? Maybe that's why you have $300 left in your account. You know?
Yeah.
That's the,
Very sad.
Very sad individual when you just go, oh yes, I can do this, whether or not I'm gonna, you know, make it in terms of, I'm going to make it, do it my way. Not anybody else's way. My way. You know? My way or the highway, which is what he thinks he is. I mean, it's very funny. It's sad. It's what it is. But, you know, such is life, I would think. Johnny, don't you think?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, such is life. Every dog has his day until he doesn't. And then what? That's what
right.
I think. But, yeah, I mean, we are off, what are we, off tomorrow? We're off tomorrow, aren't we?
We're off quite a bit, so
we're off tomorrow,
which will be sharing our favorite episodes
far.
Rah, rah, rah.
Do what TV does. Take a couple weeks off.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Take a couple weeks off so we can enjoy the view and then come back refreshed in May when we will
have new episodes.
And
no, sooner
not
than May.
Boy, well, that's a long vacation.
That'd be a long vacation. Sooner than May.
Sooner than late April.
Early April.
April.
Yes, late April. Yes, in April. You could check out MayanCenturyRadio.com. You could find us and all of our sites at itsmyurals.com/AMC Press. And, yes, there will be a lot more to come.
Taking time to enjoy our
encore presentations. Never gets old. We'll be back.
I guess you could also
stay tuned to our Twitters, which are found on itsmyurals.com/AMC Press. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah, that's it.
Close your route.
Yes.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Bye.